Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phone, Marian DeAngelis, thank you for joining the show this morning.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
No problem. I'm happy to have you here. Now, everyone in Northeast PA has been talking about stormwater fees. And I haven't heard one person go, oh my God, I have a great story about the stormwater fees. Nobody said that. Everyone's upset about this.
Absolutely.
You put together a meeting that took place last night, and it was, I guess you invited the folks from the stormwater, from the sanitary authority?
We invited all public.
Yes.
It was open to all public. No matter who you were welcome to come in.
And they all showed up, though, right? The people from the sanitary authority?
From what I understand, some little phone numbers were handed out, left on the table by the sanitary authority, but no one got up to speak for us at all. No.
Really? I thought that was okay. That's interesting to me because I was about to read the article this morning about what happened, and I said I'm going to wait and I'm going to get the scoop from you since you put this thing together. I'm shocked that they didn't show up. Huh? That's very disappointing.
Right. This is by residents for residents. This meeting. So anyone in the public, and it was opened up to the whole public. Anybody in the public, whether they were a public official or any representative of any of this. They were welcome to come. They're part of the community. Absolutely welcome to come.
What I'm guessing you got obviously one of these bills. Did you get one of the $50 bills or the $200 bills or higher?
I got approximately, don't quote me to the exact dollar, $249.
Okay, yeah, a bunch of people got something like $207, and there was a bunch of different numbers, but that's a pretty common number. And you, what was if you can say it without cursing, what was your reaction when you first saw it?
Well, when I first saw the actual bill, I was quite surprised because, you know, from what I had thought it was going to be just across the board general bill. But my first reaction in my head was, I live in Lehman. Why didn't we do this ourselves? You know,
right.
From what I understand and what someone was showing me last night, I believe it was Laurel Run, who is not far from us. They're doing this themselves, if I'm remembering correctly the post that I had seen. You know, and no one else upline is responsible for this. I mean, everybody's complaining on social media. New York dumped millions of gallons of sewage, but our farmers are paying. And as you know, the farmers, our community, you know, our farmers are the backbone of our community.
Yeah.
And they're being treated like Walmart, Tier 3 commercial with these high fees. I just, my heart goes out to them. It really does.
Yeah, this is a Marian DeAngelis, and you're just a resident, and you got one of these bills. You decided to put this meeting together. Originally, it was going to be at like an EMS building, but with the turnout was expected to be bigger, so you guys moved to a larger building.
Correct, and we divided it up into two sessions to be convenient for people as well, and to cut down the numbers a little bit because we had such a huge response.
So you were basically that act, that comedian or that band that says an extra show added due to high demand.
Right. Well, and you know, I know you were probably interested in what happened and what
absolutely,
we accomplished.
That's where I was going next, yeah.
Yeah, and what we accomplished last night, first off, was unity. That was key. Beautiful people coming together for, you know, this unfortunate issue with these high fees.
By the way, that's a person calling in going, Marian, I hear you on the radio.
I'm sorry, I just turned that down. There is a contract between Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority and our municipal leaders. It's very simple. We, the residents, want them out. We want our municipal leaders at the local level who signed us up with Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority to get out of this contract. We want no part of it. They have a partnership program that they get grants for with all the other local municipalities. We'd like them to put something like that together where it's controlled by the supervisors, by the residents, by the town, not by a private entity. But the biggest problem with this was the unfair tier structure of Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority that sparked all of the residents and myself to get together. The tiering is just absolutely ridiculous. It's unfair. But the biggest part of the problem that was brought to me is they're telling us a lot of people they have to appeal. So if you're a Tier 3 and you have to appeal, you are, last they had posted on their website, you have to pay a $250 fee just to apply for an appeal, you have to put $1,000 in escrow, and they want all engineering paperwork. A friend of mine has her neighbor's driveway on her map because of mismapping. They did not do their own mapping. From what I understand, from what they had said, they did a flyover just to get the impervious areas. But what they had used was they referenced the Luzerne County map, is from what we understand, what they led us to believe. Now, if you go onto the Luzerne County GIS mapping site, the first thing that comes up is the disclaimer that says, not for engineering purposes. And it describes their inaccuracies, and you have to click and agree that you understand that before you even get into the mapping. Yeah. So now that they've used an inaccurate map, these poor people on Tier 3 are going to have to pay all these fees to fix something on a map that they should have never been referencing in the first place.
Did you...
And here was the next point that the residents were making. If they just want to do the clean program with Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority, they have to, again, pay the $250, last their website said, they have to pay the $250 fee, and now in escrow they have to put $2,000 for them to come out to decide if they can apply for credits for their land. Now, a gentleman at Monday night's meeting at Lehman Township said, you know, well, I'm not sure if I, you know, if I'm going to do that, but I'm really interested in getting credits to get this bill down because I have a very large farm and it's thousands of dollars you billed me. And they said, well, you can sign some of the acreage over to us and then we'll give you a reduction.
Oh, nice.
That is all on video from Facebook online.
Who said if you sign it over? Who said they could sign it over?
It was Wyoming Valley Sanitary, one of their representatives. So if you look at the video online, you can reference the whole meeting from Monday night at Lehman Township.
So just sign over, like literally sign your land over to them?
Yes, that was Mr. Noggle from Lehman Township. They told that too.
I want to
be very vocal about it.
I'm somebody who likes to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I'm not. I feel like he's hearing this going, no, what I meant was, I was just talking about that with the president, what I meant was, because that can't be, they're going to say, you don't want to pay it, you just give us your land?
Yeah, that was Mr. Noggle, and he lives in Lehman, and I'm sure he'd be glad to talk to you about the discussion he had with them. But the bottom line is, you know, we want this contract. We want our supervisors to go in and try to fight to void this contract, seeing what a mess it is and how unfair it is. It seems like we're just jumping the gun here and starting a program without even knowing what we're really doing.
Yeah. What do you think?
We went out of Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority.
What do you think the chances are going forward that this will be successful and this will go away? And if so, how long do you think it's going to take?
Well, I am actually praying for our farmers, that our municipal leaders, and for the other residents, that our municipal leaders realize what a mistake this was, and they work with a local solicitor and other attorneys to look at this contract and do their best to get out of it.
I mean, what do you think the chances are?
I have no idea. I'm thinking, from what I'm understanding, and I didn't listen to the radio show where one of the supervisors called in and said, I'm sending a letter to tell them to lower these fees. Well, this is all after the fact. Why didn't you know what these fees were before you signed us all up for it and signed our rights away to Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority for the stormwater?
Yeah.
How about, instead of doing that, you do the right thing and fight this contract? Get out of it. If it was a mistake, everybody makes a mistake. I understand that. Nobody's perfect.
Marion, do you think
you try to do your best?
Yeah, do you think it's possible that they agreed to this and thought, okay, this is going to be fine? And when the backlash started, they were like, okay, we did not expect this. That's usually how these things happen. People make a decision, there's backlash, and they go, okay, wait a second, that's not what we thought. I'll be honest. I told somebody off the air yesterday. I was trying to get information about your meeting yesterday, and I thought, oh, I'll call the sanitary authority. So I called the sanitary authority, and they answered the phone like this. You ready? Hello? And I go, is this the sanitary authority? They go, yes, how can I help you? Now, I've been in situations like crisis mode situations. A lot of times, if people are under attack, they get nervous. They don't answer with the business name anymore, only because it's just the headache. You know, they don't want to be like, hey, everybody, look who we are. I sensed frustration, and it's got to be a pain in the butt for them over there right now.
It is. And just another result that came out of last night's meeting, all the residents, whether they live downtown or they live in the back mountain, are all getting together and we're forming a group so we can fight this if our municipal leaders are not going to get out of this contract for us. So anybody who can get access us on Facebook that wants to get information on the group, we are going to move forward also to just to put pressure on our local leaders, Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority, and we're just going to go right up the pike to EPA. Frank Scavo is another great resource who is ready to fight this. So if they're interested in joining the group, I urge them to get on Facebook and sign up with us and move forward. We're not going to lay down and take this. And I feel like they have these high, ridiculous fees. I'm sorry, unfair fees. And what they're trying to do is throw us a little bone. Like, oh, let's lower these down. I'm going to send a letter, and we're going to lower these down. So if they lower them down today, did you look at their vision? If you get on their website, look at their vision. Every couple, you know, years, whether it was, I believe, 5 years, I'd have to look at it again. They had plans to keep upping this. Yeah. The price is going up. So where are we going? They're going to throw us a little bone today to shut up and lay, you know, roll over.
Yeah.
This needs to go away. Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority contract needs to go away.
Can you do me a favor? Because we just connected up on Facebook. Would you mind sending me the link to the page people can go to? To join
Absolutely.
Your group, because then what I'll do is I'll share it on the WILK page, which is facebook.com/WILK radio. So, you know, it'll just be like, hey, you heard about this. Here's how you can join. And legal action, I'm guessing, is in the very near future, if I had to guess.
Right. We're talking about that. Absolutely. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the way the world works. You need a lawyer to look at things. So we are looking into that. Frank Scavo and myself. Absolutely. Okay. You know, it's going to happen if we all stick together and say, no, we can't roll over. We need unity today.
Can you imagine, like, going back to when you were a kid and someone goes, someday you're going to be an adult and you see that rain running down your driveway? Someone's going to try to charge you money for that rain that's running away from you. It sounds absolutely absurd. I understand there's a bigger vision and a bigger goal, but it just, the whole thing seems absurd.
Right. And another point that a gentleman made at these meetings, which is recorded, Pennsylvania owns the rain. I had no idea about that. These people are beautiful and they're educating me. So I said, that's something I'm going to have to look up to see if that's a fact. But two gentlemen who worked with, you know, with the authorities told me Pennsylvania owns, the state owns the water. The state owns that water. So why are we paying? I mean, they made beautiful points. Or why are we being penalized with the MS4 from the Chesapeake Bay issue, from a lawsuit the EPA lost, and it's only being spread up the coast instead of across the whole country because anybody can go and access that bay.
Okay.
There's a lot of great points, and please have them join our group.
Sure. What is the name of your group? Because I'll put it up, put a link up when you send it to me. But what is the name of the group if anyone just wants to search it on their own?
Actually, right now, I just have it under a community page I run. Lehman Township Community has the stormwater event on there.
Okay.
But we will come up with an association name to be more appropriate with this action.
So, but they can go to Lehman County, what is it, Lehman Township?
Lehman Township Community.
Community.
The community
gotcha.
Page.
Gotcha.
Yep, the community.
All right, and again, send me the link, I'll share, and then, next question. When are you running for office? Because you have that, I'm not saying you're doing this to run for office, but you have that kind of mentality. Where you're just not going to take it anymore, and I like that. I like that in people. So
no, I've actually been asked to run for office before I even left my last job, and you know, that's something I can consider. And to be very, very frank with you, last night's meeting, there's a lot of people considering running for their local offices now. There are a lot. It's great. It's a beautiful thing to see people want to get out and make a difference. So not only in Lehman or Jackson or Harvey's Lake, I'm talking downtown. Everybody is ready now to roll up their sleeves and start on the inside. And it's beautiful. I'm very excited to see what comes up.
Yeah, one last question. This actually just came in from a couple of people. While you're in the process of negotiating or trying to get them to change stuff, or if people, would you recommend people pay the bill or not pay the bill? Because if they don't pay it, they were threatened the water's going to get shut off. What do you recommend? And this is not legal advice, just an opinion.
Right. No, a lot of people are asking that. And I tell them this, you know, I understand you don't want to pay this bill because you're so outraged, but I can't advise them on that. That's a personal decision they have to make. And I would hate to see anybody penalized with a fee or put a lien on their property because they're doing this. They need to seek maybe counsel just to ask, what can I do in the meantime?
Okay.
Or again, put pressure on their local officials again to get more time bought for them to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed that once our event went up on Facebook that we were having this meeting, we got a reaction away from Lehman Township. They included in their meeting, they decided to add in Wyoming Valley Sanitary Authority 24 hours later. They seen our you know, newspaper articles about our issues, and they decided to write a letter. So this is great. Yeah. This group, before we even had the meeting, was getting responses from our local officials. So we need to keep going. This is just a beautiful thing. Everybody's sticking together and fighting this.
Yeah, it's nice to see, because you can push people and push people, but eventually they're going to push back. And this seems to be that thing that finally was got everyone together and unified to say enough is enough.
You're right.
Listen, Marion DeAngelis, right? Yeah, Marion DeAngelis, yes. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, shoot me that message. I'll put it up on the Facebook page. And, you know, if you have future stuff, keep in touch and let me know what you have coming up next. Keep me updated, please.
I will, and I really appreciate your time. Everybody have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Marion.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.